Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Last Day by Luann Rice immerses readers into a spellbinding mystery that explores the intricate dynamics of family, loss, and long-hidden secrets. The book opens with the chilling murder of Beth Lathrop, an event that shocks the tight-knit coastal Connecticut town she called home. As the case unfolds, we are drawn into the lives of Beth's loved ones, especially her sister Kate, who is devastated by the loss. Years prior, both women endured a traumatic event involving a home invasion that changed their lives forever. Now, with Beth's murder echoing the patterns of that earlier crime, Detective Connor Reed returns to investigate, driven in part by his lingering connection to the sisters and unresolved traumas from his own past. Rice expertly interlaces suspenseful twists, emotional revelations, and complex character studies, creating a narrative that is as much about unraveling a crime as it is about confronting the scars of grief and the binding force of family ties. Throughout the novel, the themes of trust, betrayal, and the search for truth are handled with a poignancy that keeps readers relentlessly turning the pages. Last Day is both a thrilling whodunit and a moving meditation on the ways family wounds shape the people we become. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, family relationships and dynamics. One of the central threads of Last Day is the exploration of family relationships, particularly the bond between sisters Kate and Beth Lathrop. The novel delves deeply into the complexities of sibling love, rivalry, and mutual dependence, highlighting the ways childhood experiences and joint trauma can cement or fray these bonds. Rice paints a vivid picture of two women shaped by their past, both the joyous and the tragic, and underscores how the loss of a sibling reverberates not just through a family, but an entire community. The aftermath of Beth's murder exposes old wounds and unresolved tensions, forcing the remaining family members to confront long-buried feelings and secrets. Through flashbacks and present-day narrative, the reader gains insight into the Lathrop family's history, understanding how the sisters' shared and separate experiences influence their personalities and decisions. The result is an authentic portrayal of grief, love, regret, and forgiveness, all set against the backdrop of a small town's collective memory. Secondly, trauma and its lasting impact. Last Day powerfully explores the enduring impact of trauma on individuals and families. Both Beth and Kate are survivors of a violent home invasion that occurred years before the events of the novel. This early trauma is not simply a backstory detail. It shapes their worldviews, daily choices, and personal relationships moving forward. Kate, in particular, struggles with anxiety and hypervigilance, hallmarks of post-traumatic stress, while Beth appears to have found ways to move forward, at least on the surface. The novel sensitively examines how unresolved trauma can manifest in unexpected ways, affecting trust, self-worth, and relationships with others. Rice also touches on the broader ripple effects of such incidents, how they change not just the immediate victims, but everyone around them, including family, friends, and law enforcement. By weaving trauma into the heart of the narrative, the novel underlines the importance of acknowledging, understanding, and ultimately trying to heal from the wounds that define us. Thirdly, mystery and suspense. At its core, Last Day is a gripping mystery novel, with Beth's murder at the forefront. Rice keeps readers on edge with a tightly woven plot, peppered with red herrings, gradual reveals, and shifting points of view. The story is as much about the process of unraveling the crime as it is about the effect of the investigation on those involved. The detective Connor Reed is not simply a by-the-numbers investigator, but a person with his own connections to the Lathrop sisters and personal demons to battle. His investigative journey is intricately linked with the emotional threads of the story, making the suspense all the more personal and intense. Rice masterfully maintains tension by gradually disclosing information, keeping both the reader and the characters guessing. Central to the suspense is the motif of secrets, both those intentionally hidden and those buried by denial or fear. The book excels at showing how the search for truth is rarely straightforward, especially when so many lives are intertwined. Fourthly, trust, betrayal, and hidden secrets. An essential aspect of Last Day is the exploration of trust within families, friendships, and romantic relationships, and the consequences when that trust is broken. The book questions how well we can truly know the people closest to us, especially when faced with devastating loss or shocking revelations. Multiple characters are revealed to harbor secrets, some benign and others with grave consequences. Whether it is Beth's husband, whose behavior grows increasingly suspicious, or Kate herself, who is driven by guilt over events both past and recent, the novel shows how secrets shape motivations and interactions. Rice probes the blur between justified privacy and harmful concealment, exploring both the motivation for keeping secrets and the sometimes explosive outcomes when truths are forced into the open. Through this lens, the novel grapples with the moral ambiguities that define our most important relationships. Lastly, grief, healing, and moving forward. Beyond the tension and mystery, Last Day is a deeply felt examination of grief and the struggle to find healing after loss. Kate's journey forms the emotional core of the novel. She must navigate profound sorrow, lingering guilt, and the daunting task of rebuilding her life without her sister. Other characters, too, are depicted in various stages of mourning and acceptance. Rice writes compassionately about the ways grief can both isolate and unite people, offering a nuanced portrayal of how different personalities process tragedy, some through anger, some through action, and others through a slow thawing of numbness. Ultimately, the book is about the possibility of hope, the necessity of forgiveness, and the importance of resilience. The character's gradual movement toward acceptance and eventual growth provides an underlying optimism to an otherwise somber narrative, making the resolution both satisfying and emotionally cathartic. In conclusion, Last Day is a must-read for anyone who appreciates suspenseful mysteries interwoven with profound emotional depth. It uniquely appeals to those who are interested not only in gripping crime stories, but also in the psychological repercussions that follow violent events. Readers drawn to family dramas will find their expectations exceeded by Rice's skillful characterization and her ability to illuminate the intimate ties and messy realities of sisterhood and kinship. If you are someone who craves insight into the lingering effects of trauma, or who finds solace in stories of healing after loss, this book presents a compelling blend of both darkness and hope. Rather than focusing solely on the mechanics of police procedure or forensic detail, Last Day stands out for its compassionate portrayal of grief and recovery. Luann Rice creates not just a page-turning thriller, but a poignant exploration of how love, regret, and vulnerability shape our paths after tragedy. Unlike many crime novels that center on the detective at the expense of other perspectives, this book gives equal weight to the emotional journeys of all its characters, offering a richer, more multidimensional reading experience. By purchasing Last Day, you are investing in a story that entertains, moves, and lingers long after the final page, as well as one that may help you better understand the resilience of the human spirit in the face of heartbreak. If you would like to support Luann Rice, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.